Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Cave Dwellers, a novel by Christina McDowell, read by Madeline Mabee.
How could they see anything but the shadows if they were never allowed to move their heads? Plato, The Allegory of the Cave. Part 1. The names in this book have not been changed so as not to protect them, but rather to expose them. Prologue. He takes off his jacket and then his mask, lights a match, and dumps kerosene into the limestone fireplace for ambiance. Dusk in this town is a distraction. Broken metro lines at rush hour, passengers covered in righteous martyrdom, riding beneath replicated Parisian circles and monuments of men that smell like piss. Most burglaries happen in the middle of night, the beeping of alarm systems, the searching for bogeymen in closets. Not on this October day. Above the flooded tunnels where no exits are built, where blue jays fly in the autumn and carved pumpkins grin, a colonial mansion rests on the fringes of Rock Creek Park, a vast and dark wood next to a neighborhood that has no name. The garage door had been left open, Mr. Banks' red Ferrari still ticking from the heat of the engine when the unknown man followed him inside. The mailman, just up the sidewalk, had his back turned, a satchel over his right shoulder, earbuds stifling the National Cathedral bells ringing from a tower named for the Christian hymn Gloria in Excelsis. The unknown man places the bottle of kerosene on the mantel, next to family photographs with Washington's very important people, ambassadors from European countries, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Prince Bandar bin Sultan of Saudi Arabia, a senator, and members of the Walton family. Mrs. Banks, the Banks's young daughter, Audrey, and the housekeeper have no idea anyone else is in the home. If not for the padded wallpaper the decorator installed weeks earlier to benefit the home theater, they might have heard the whoosh of the firelight beyond the silence. The unknown man approaches Mr. Banks first, watching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?